This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We turn the lights off.
Yeah, do we want to have them
just
on or off?
Well, I mean, just because it's like so late outside, is it weird to have the lights be like?
Well,
to just do the show like it's normal.
It's just going to, absolutely biznuck my body clock. Mm-hmm. I have an issue where this level of sunlight. I understand it's artificial, but for me, it is interpreted as sunlight physiologically is going to make me feel like I'm very awake.
Yeah.
And when I leave this room into the abject darkness, the true black that exists outside these doors, night country, as True Detective would say, I will not be able to adjust. And I may just pass out in the parking lot.
I won't know whether I have or not. It'll take me so long to adjust. You could hear when I walked in here, my pupils kind of enlarging, It's like they're taking very loud breaths. Yeah.
Your pupic bone.
Or smallening. My pupic bone is like, yeah, it's not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. No, they deteriorate, especially, at a certain age, they begin to, and don't believe what the supplements tell you. It's going to happen because I've tried them all and I've injected them everywhere. But it just doesn't matter. Like, your body's going to give way. And I think I could be up for 3 days after this, or like I said, I could just immediately shut down and just power down in the parking lot, and that would be it for me. I would be picked over by the vultures of Silver Lake. And it's been nice knowing you, if that's the case. Kevin, what was the thinking? You wanted to do... So this show comes out in an hour, and you wanted to record it at the last possible second, and you wanted to only ask people who couldn't do it last week.
Yeah.
And then on day three of a holiday 3 day weekend, you wanted to do it at night, which, no offense, severely limits the pool of people who would even be available and willing to do it.
None taken.
But the experience for the listener of listening as they start the show, I'm going pee. So they know, like, as soon, because this is going right up. As soon as this is done, this is going right up.
No, the immediacy of it is beautiful and irreplaceable, and I expect it to be actually an outstanding episode. And if that's, you know, by design, I applaud you. I have a feeling that we fell bass-ackwards into it through more of Kevin's bumbling.
Into Monsieur Webb's great...
Senor Webb.
Senor Webb.
Senor Webislaus, right? Am I wrong?
It is. It coming to HeadGum at night, it is scary for sure. Expected it to be scary. It was very scary. Not as scary as it is during the day.
Well, there's always people here during the day.
Yes. And at least there's a reason why there's no work happening right now.
Yeah.
When I walk in there, I'm like, okay, there's no work happening here. That's understandable. It's very late at night.
Yes, there shouldn't be work happening here at this time. When we are here normally, there should be a lot more work. And there are people here who could do the work. I think some of them introduced themselves to me once.
The reason I think we should do late night recordings, I've been studying nocturnal secretions. The blood flows south at night, and maybe people will be interested psychologically in...
The show's not erotic enough for you.
Not yet.
Okay, so it'll increase the eroticism, and to that end, we have a guest. We have Will Hines. So, Bill, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks so much.
It's
Will normally, but I mean, you can call me whatever you'd like.
Will normally.
Yeah.
Will
normally. I thought it was Bill Hines, but it's Will normally.
It's Will normally.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's a pretty funny ass comedy name most years.
Will normally. Because a lot of your behavior on stage is far from normally. It's actually abnormally.
I guess so, yeah.
Some of the thoughts you have and everything.
And people say, where's the ab? You say, right here. Dum 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 dum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pull up the tank.
Yeah, I do a lot of...
Ab is...
Yeah, puns are pretty fun.
Yeah, I know. You've proven that time and time again, and... We're thrilled to be sitting down with you, especially because we have a pretty massive opportunity, potentially for all three of us, certainly for Hayes and I.
Yeah,
we have like a big job in front of us.
Can I just address one thing that was said before I was introduced? And I'm not sure it's...
Did you say headrest one thing?
Maybe I did. What I meant to say was, is it okay if I ask one thing?
About something that happened already?
Yes.
Not what we're doing now.
No, about something that you've gone past that you talked about before I was introduced.
You want to go back.
Yeah.
Even though it's done, you understand that it's done.
I understand that it's done and it's a closed issue and I want to reopen.
That's why you're asking.
That's why I'm getting permission.
Right, because there's a world certainly where we say, hey, the whole idea of this show is we're constantly moving forward.
And if you were just about to say something on the topic that was already being discussed,
you would just jump in and say,
I don't have There'd to ask. No reason
it is,
to bring
it is
it up.
Something of a headrest. I mean, I think that was maybe either me mishearing or you misspeaking, but it is a way to stop down and just like lose the momentum. Right?
I am asking permission to hard stop the momentum of the show and address something that's so far past. It's almost silly.
Because the show was kind of just getting cooking for me.
It was I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting hot.
Are the other listeners then going to get to do that? Because, you know, Will normally here is effectively a listener
for
the first part.
Yes, at that point, I was
He's
just
the audience,
proxy.
Or so is every one of them going to... Because they all have pitches, notes. They have stuff they want to do.
That could be a bad
you
precedent.
Can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess...
Maybe they don't have to.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's do it. Let's go back.
Okay.
But not right now.
Okay, yeah. And I don't have to. That's why I asked. You guys, it's your party.
Jesus, I don't know if I'm going to be able to focus. I'm wondering what you want to go back to.
I'd love to say it, but I mean...
Do it fast. Do it fast. No.
Just go.
How far down on the list was I to be asked to do this show? I got asked today at 4 o'clock.
Hmm.
Not a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I was doing nothing. And said, it'd be great.
For the record, I believe I thought you should have been asked earlier than 4. Mm-hmm. I think it was something like 2:30.
That might be right. Let me check the exact
time. If it took until 4,
let me check the exact
time. That does not reflect at all on the esteem we hold you in here as hosts.
You know what? It was 11:20 a.m.
Wow.
I do want
to be too early.
A gentleman's 4. That was before I was ready.
To me, it's 4. That was earlier than you wanted it to be?
I thought, let's give it a couple more hours and see if anything
else comes
starts
together.
Starts to take shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, 11:20, the die was cast. Okay, so.
But I think it's important that, since you asked, it's important that you know that Kevin did ask someone before you.
That doesn't insult me at all.
Who owes us what I think they phrased as a mega favor.
Yes.
Like the biggest favor.
And Kevin said it's time to finally cash in.
Yes. And so I guess
that
rather than ask Will,
right,
you so that to them to you would be someone doing you the biggest favor that right. they could possibly do.
Yeah.
Is being on the show instead of Will.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't mind that. I'm super available. Really, really excited to be on.
Yeah, clearly. For me, it's like, it is actually exciting too, because I think the other person, whatever, you are uniquely qualified to fill a role in great. This episode.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Because we have a massive responsibility, mm-hmm. Something that is...
Okay.
This ended up being perfect.
Stressful okay, on yeah. a certain level, but it's good stress. It's forcing us to perform, I think, at a higher level.
Good trouble.
Good trouble. Mm-hmm. The good kind of trouble. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's... You, we're not there yet. You should use that.
Mm-hmm. I should use
it. If you end up being the choice.
Yes.
Okay.
Our old friend Jack Louie said that.
Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of a, you know, friendly relationship with one of the kind of premier minds today who is okay. like investigating and shaping culture. Do you have any experience, interaction with, awareness of, I mean, how can you not be aware of Jesse David Fox?
JDF.
Yes, I know who Jesse David Fox
is. This guy's like a fucking super genius.
He's a vulture like, writer. He's,
yes.
He writes about how SNL is like a sport.
It's baseball to him.
It's yeah.
It's baseball. Yeah,
it's right. basically
which
baseball.
I think that's an interesting yeah. theory that like people do relate to SNL like a sport they're watching. They like it if it's good or bad. They're curious about the,
yeah.
the stats of the people.
Well, they get the jersey for the different. You know what I mean? They wear in the shirt mm-hmm. and they go out. You know.
Yeah.
They
cards.
Really want one. Team from their town,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
to like,
yeah,
win the laugh. Like mm-hmm. it's. I mean, it's like a 1-to-1. Like,
yeah.
it's very close.
Yeah, I really like it. So yeah, I remember reading.
So sports and comedy intersecting is actually what we're here to talk about
okay.
because the dude did it again. And I like, no sooner had I finished, you know, digesting the big game, Super Bowl Sunday,
mm-hmm.
yes,
yeah.
football shaped chicken lunch, that then I opened up my news mm-hmm. to see that Jesse.
He issued an exclusive opinion.
Had fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only that, because yep. I don't think there's a person alive who watched the Usher performance and didn't say, this is broken. When is Jesse going to solve this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is yeah. not working. Yeah. This system.
Right.
At its core is defunct.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly was racking my brain all night of like, yeah. how do I correct the sort of missteps that have been taken?
I guess I wasn't thinking of Jesse consciously, but I guess in retrospect, he's the kind of person who I might expect to have an innovative solution to stuff.
And he does.
I don't know if he had this ready to go or if he was responding to some of the same problems that, like, that we all were. I mean, like, I could feel when that halftime show was playing, basically like a wartime mobilization across the country, like everyone
mm-hmm.
pitching in. Everyone doing their part.
We have a common enemy.
This guy's on roller skates. He's like doing these incredible movements in these hit songs, and it's getting zero laughs.
Yes,
right.
And he was really
it's a
scared.
Problem.
He was freaking out. He said, "Oh my God!"
Yeah, a few times.
Yes,
yeah,
a few times. So I was uncomfortable. I was frightened, and then I was comforted, as I so often have been, by JDF's words. The pen, so mighty. And his brainchild, his innovation,
I missed what he said.
Is that a comedic entity, a stand-up, could perform the Super Bowl halftime show. And before you even...
Stand-up comedy.
Before you even interrupt, because I can see you...
I was just about to.
They don't sell big stadiums. They sell big stadiums. Mm-hmm. They do this. They perform in these massive venues.
Yeah.
And so...
Not that
And that's
big,
where
though,
it
right?
happens.
Like Radio City, they'll do Carnegie Hall.
They'll do stadiums. They'll do sports arenas.
Mm-hmm.
They will.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll do that and they can.
Yeah.
And it is a sports arena where this is happening.
And it's on TV sometimes too.
Yes. Yes, and they often have been on TV. Seinfeld was on TV.
Yep.
Seinfeld was on TV.
It was, very
Whitney.
Much.
Right?
Right. Whitney Cummings was had a show and was on TV. And does...
Mr. Iglesias?
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, who?
Mr. Iglesias.
Fluffy.
I'm not.
Mr. Okay, not your...
Not my thing, I guess.
Seinfeld and Whitney, yes. Mm-hmm. Mr. Iglesias.
Sorry.
No. Yeah. So that's okay. What... Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
If it's not necessarily something I would want to explore during the show.
Yes.
But it should be.
Yeah.
Should be investigated.
I'll look on your own time. Yes. I'll fix that.
Yeah. Now I feel like I have to come up with somebody else who's been on TV.
Tater salad.
Sorry?
They call him Tater Salad.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Tater
that, so that okay.
Gerard.
That's good for you, honestly.
What?
Gerard.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Carmichael Show.
Yes, Carmichael Show. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's on TV. It's in some of the biggest sports playing centers. But this single one we've decided we can't do this. We can only...
Which, because no one... And it's... Yes. And it's
we're
why...
We're only allowed to sing and dance.
We're only going to sing and dance with these... I guess, massive artists. With this body of work that is kind of tried and true and familiar that people want to see repeated.
Yeah.
But then we're going to do that again?
Yeah.
And then again, next year?
It's a little done.
Well, yeah, just like these songs are. They've been done. They've been recorded. If you want to hear them, just put them on.
Yeah. Yeah, we know there's no surprises.
I mean, you put on songs.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
So when I'm saying it, nodding, be into it.
Yeah, right, yes, okay,
be,
right, sorry, yes.
Enjoying, what
yes.
I'm telling you, because it's an energy thing.
Yeah.
It's going to help me, and then that's going to help you, get your stuff in.
Yeah, okay, I don't quite know what that means, but I appreciate, I'm sorry, yes.
Well, I'm hoping that you have some stuff to get in on the episode,
I don't want to, set you up to fail or anything, but we got to find the guy, the gal.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anyone. Yeah, could be. We're open to it being anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you would not want it to be Mr. Iglesias, but we would be fine with that. We'd be fine with you, with another comedian, and it's guy, gal, Hayes said, whoever is gonna step into that role.
So is this a done deal?
Really,
is this happening? So
the next Super Bowl halftime show will be a stand-up comedian.
Amazing.
And now begins a nationwide, worldwide search.
Incredible.
Because
there's people,
foreign comedians as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the next Super Bowl will be halftime show will be packed with
yes, it's
like
missing
funny shit.
Yes.
Getting the crowd moving, enjoying it.
I love
people
that.
People will be stand-up. Happy.
Stand-up
finally.
Shows, people are so happy at stand-up shows.
Well, they are. And the audience for sports, right?
Yeah.
They're not really a music audience.
And the setup, the stage design is going to be the same. There's going to be like younger people on the field, like surrounding the
talent.
Surrounding the stage on all sides.
In a choreographed way or just sort of also just a select
I think the artist will be involved in designing that, but yes. I do think, yes, absolutely, in a choreographed way. And it'll be a question of like, what is the choreography? Well, what is the shape? Because it's not the same exact stage every year, but there's usually a couple of different wardrobe changes. Like, it's a visual spectacle. There's a couple of different...
Could I pitch something now to get your reaction to that?
Yeah. I would love for you to contribute something like that.
So you think that you should be the one to do this?
Oh, I wasn't saying that. I just was on the general topic of the show.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I mean, if he wants to pitch something, like
if he's pitching something, this could be our guy. Oh, let's hear what he has to pitch.
Well, I didn't mean to. I don't have anything prepared for the like of pitching.
It could be Big Bill. I mean, you know,
I don't think Big Bill.
Big Bill
can't do it.
Mind.
I don't think. Do you know, I mean, I do stand up so barely.
From...
You know that I so barely do stand up.
Brother, I've seen you do stand up, so I know that. I know that you're underselling it.
I do it.
I've seen you steal a joke.
I think I've done that. Yes.
I've seen you steal a damn joke. Yeah, not even realize you were doing it. Parallel thought.
And this is basic
a sign of a pro, I guess. But
supply and demand, if you've been sort of like choking off the supply for this long.
Yeah,
they see you walk out there.
I dabble so barely in this. I mean, I do it to kind of work a muscle and for fun and
well,
for a challenge.
But here's the thing, like, you know, somebody who does it all the time, plays every city, goes to do all these things, and anybody who goes to see them goes like, well, I could see this anywhere. But somebody who the second they step on stage, it's like, I didn't even know he fucking did this shit.
Yeah, or who he is. Well, what I was going to pitch, and I do not think it...
We have a year, by the way, to like up
okay,
your...
Okay, that would be good.
Know,
yeah.
No, I would want to increase visibility because we do probably need to announce it before.
The name wreck and stuff will be... Yeah, that will be important.
I feel like when the...
Some different choices.
Musicians are announced, it's usually somebody pretty well known.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. We have a year, and so like by the time of the announcement, we're not... Like, they don't announce it that far in advance.
Yeah.
The game just happened. We have a lot of time for you to like get the name wreck.
I mean, it'd be pretty. Because
I'm
there.
Thinking about like other musicians that have done it, and I don't even know if I agree with you.
Like Bruce Springsteen did it, Prince did it, Rihanna.
But weren't people
not
pissed?
Funny. Yeah,
were they pissed? I think people.
Would
are
Dr. All... Dre do it last year?
People were pissed that their shit was not funny.
Yeah. It's not that funny usually.
No, it really is not.
It was really
Lady
loud.
Lady Gaga can be funny.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I wasn't laughing that much during her Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jesse, like, I hope he doesn't mind that we're talking about him so much, but JDF, like, he literally wrote the book on comedy. I mean, Hayes is in the damn book, you know?
Yeah.
Hayes isn't mentioned as a
Not as
comedic
like a comedian
figure,
not for like doing stuff that's funny, but like
as what
not you, even really doesn't even mention doesn't give any context to who you are,
just
like,
your name's
no.
in it.
Doesn't mention the podcast itself,
no. But like even that is
his
like,
name's in it, yeah.
The idea that I don't even need that extra context,
yeah. Yeah. Like if you
in
were
the book about comedy,
is no, I mean, and it's like
he
was quoting
comedy
like,
book,
and he's cracking my shit up.
I would
all
be
the time.
Like almost more embarrassed if they were like, "Hey, like just so you know, this guy's a comedian and he has a podcast."
Right.
Well, he had to do that for some of the people that
mentioned. Yeah.
With like, I'm not like, I don't want to start a feud or anything, but some of the comedians that he mentioned,
he did have to explain who they were,
John Mulaney or whoever.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Chappelle.
Okay.
He was going like, "This is a comedian."
Okay. Wow.
And with Hayes, it was just like, do I even have to say it, babe?
Yeah. Have you guys thought about pitching yourselves as performers?
You know, we've got our producer hats
That's
on.
That's really sweet. Sure.
Pool. Wow. I think we need to do it the right way.
Yes.
Obviously, there was the whole kind of witch hunt that happened when that Jeopardy producer
put himself in the I remember host. That. People really hated that.
Just because he was the most kick-ass host. Yeah.
And like what actually undid him was them finding out that he had a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so if that happened to us,
you guys have so much evidence.
That could actually be a huge problem.
Okay, that's good thinking. Yeah.
Well, that's probably the main reason we won't do it.
Just because since people don't like when producers put themselves in the running.
And it is a good gig for us to be, you know, kind of leading the hunt. I think people trust our taste, partially because we are so funny that we could do it ourselves. But I want to help shape it. Like, I'd love to give somebody a platform.
Okay,
especially
great.
A voice that maybe people are less familiar with that I think deserves that.
I could tell you normally what I do in my stand-up routine, maybe get
that would be a thrill.
That would be
you
huge.
Had an idea for what the stage should look like for
really
some of the
so
choreography.
Unrelated. It's so unrelated to what you're talking about now. I was just saying, like, since you're going to be doing a hard pivot away from what people are used to, it might be nice to have a little taste of what happened before to smooth the transition. And so some people dancing or doing some kind of choreograph, because usually they have like fans are on the field just watching the artist up close. And then also there's dancers.
Are you picturing like a Clockwork Orange thing?
Yeah. Sort of like a bunch of people dressed the same, kind of like a gang. Kind of like they look
bowler
like they're
hat,
friends.
Eyeliner,
some and really dancing big on stage.
Yeah.
And they're not quite rigidly dancing a fixed routine, but sort of in just doing similar movements the way those guys did in Clockwork Orange.
I think it's odd for them to be moving because the promise we're sort of making is there will be no music.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. Maybe they could just be laughing demonstrably, you know.
Yeah, that'll be your job.
Okay. Yeah, maybe this
but
is
tell
not
me
necessary.
Some of what the tell me some of what the stand up so because normally, I've been looking at your material and some of it I think could actually work for the audience.
There's so little of it online. Know. I mean, I want to emphasize again, I barely do it. I dabble. I mean, I do open mics and maybe friends will invite me to do the one level above. And then every now and then I'll float into some weird showcase show.
Well, this is friends inviting you to do one level above.
That's
you know,
it's something like that. But normally I'll come up on stage to try to be pretty authentic, try to be myself.
I love that. Because a lot of the Super Bowl show, they're acting pretty phony in these halftime shows.
Yeah. Okay.
They're being a little bit phony and you feel
it's
it rings false.
This isn't
They're
really that person.
So damn hard. I'm like, what are we hiding here? Like, just be yourself. So
and that's
how do you demonstrate
too,
the
is authenticity? Like, we just got done seeing
real things happen.
The most like authentic thing you can possibly do.
I mean, people didn't even know what was going to happen. Who's going to
throw?
Right.
Kick it.
Yell,
yeah. Tackle.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're jumping.
Be the coach.
Right?
Yep.
Whistle.
Yes.
Block.
Well, it's not, we don't have to name everything that
sure,
happens.
Right, yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I normally get up, I start pretty authentic and.
Big coat. They have a big warm coat.
Yes.
When it's cold.
Yeah, they have a lot of warming technology.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. Can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
I don't, Kevin, where's this one going to be?
Gatorade.
Can we find out? Because if it's going to be cold...
it's gonna be cold. I think we should talk about that.
Like, yeah,
I might use it. If it's cold, I might use it.
Shrinkage. I mean, he's stolen other jokes. So
I stole. Yeah. I think a joke once. Do the whole yes, thing. It's it.
You were doing it for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I
was. New Orleans. Dane Cook, Mencia, Robin Williams. These are people who've stolen.
Yeah, I'm in pretty good company.
New Orleans. Yeah. So it's not gonna be cold. You could do a little. Cajun kind of.
I don't normally do accent it
would
work.
Be, that would be helpful to kind of establish you as like like one of the New Orleans guys.
Yeah.
Like what channel basically too, the face of the New Orleans comedy scene.
What channel too? Because if it's like, you know, if it's like catch me in the new procedural coming out this fall on like, you know, whatever channel.
Yeah.
And you think I'm playing you're going
plugging
like,
my roles?
Well, I think there's sort of a funny kind of like tongue in cheek, like you're describing the you know, New Orleans-based show that you'll be on.
People haven't... I don't think people respond well to accent work in general these days, and it's really not my thing. But I guess to connect with the local population, that could be good.
Can we try it?
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Can we try to...
New Orleans.
Like, yeah, can we...
Here we are, New Orleans. Here we are. Here we are, New Orleans.
Yeah, and it's and I think how because would you want it, it's like because you don't want it to succeed because you kind of were the person who shut the door on it before we even started.
And I'm not sabotaging. Like,
let's not explore it.
No, I'm trying.
Okay, I want to think that's true. So
maybe
you said initially, and we're getting further away from it. So, and I apologize, it's maybe my fault because I had like a sort of a creative idea, which I'll try to have less. But the first thing you said was that you try to be pretty authentic.
I try to present a taste of myself.
So how are you doing that? Because that's obviously not going to be an accent, right?
Are you authentic in the sense that like you say that you will not do things like you've been doing so far on this?
No. I will
the type of
I'll do things. Yeah,
because that to me, like that's
authentically me would be bringing nothing. Is what you're saying?
Less than that.
No,
taking
I would
off the table.
I would. Yeah. No. I would be bringing something.
Okay.
If I'm an act. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
I love hearing that.
Like, I would.
You're
not
gonna need to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta know what this thing is.
You could even so. And speaking of authentic, it's like I was checking out the city today. And you talk about some of the authentic flavors.
I was on my way here.
Gumbo.
Got some beignets.
Stop by this gumbo spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Gumbo,
you could talk a little bit about
that. I've had gumbo.
That.
It's good, yeah. So I could do that.
This is like,
great.
They're eating out of the palm of your hand, you're saying that. Mm-hmm. Like
anybody here been to that gumbo
spot? But
it's
televised as well. It's not just for the locals.
Okay, so I want to make sure to not leave them out.
And maybe you hold your tummy.
Yeah, ooh, I had a... I'm so full of beignets and gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
You say,
I'm dragging ass.
You say, uh-oh.
Yeah, Nolans.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I had a little too much.
But on stage, in a normal stage scenario, and we'll try to heighten it for this, would you demonstrate your authentic
self? To set the stage, normally I'm going up in the back of a bar where there's noise leaking in from another room. Six or seven people are watching, four of which have already performed, right? I get up there. It's a hostile energy of people just mad that the thing isn't over. Hmm. And you got to say something a little self-deprecating to acknowledge that to win people back. So normally what I'll do, and also I want to present my natural energy, which is muted. And I will get up and I'll say something like greetings.
Teenage muted Ninja Turtles.
Whoa.
Just something for,
maybe
you know,
I could use that.
I don't know.
Well, hang on. Would that be stealing if I did that?
No. That's
I need
for
your
you. That's for
permission.
You. Yes. Well,
I'll
have Kevin
muted
draw up the paperwork. But.
Just because I don't want to do that again.
I mean, if it gets really big, you have to give me something.
Of course.
But hey,
so what? Like, I'm there.
I'm there.
I'm mad. Yeah. I'm like,
which, by you,
way,
did
football,
your, you did your 7 minutes.
Yes.
The football crowd is mad sometimes.
Yes.
They well, half of them are mad, right? Because their team's down.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty reasonable.
And it's really expensive.
Oh, it's pretty reasonable that one team is down? There's no such thing as a tie score.
I guess I don't know. There could be a tie score. Yeah, there could be a tie score. So I get up there at this at the shows I normally do, and I have to win over this vaguely, slightly hostile crowd, and I'll say something like, greetings, colleagues, and maybe someday friends. That is what I will do, and it goes over okay. It's kind of charming. It's a little bit formal and stilted, which I am. Mm-hmm. And so that sets him up for that. They giggle a little bit. They're getting a feel for who I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to picture it being said.
So at the Super Bowl, I get on stage. I assume there's some kind
of like millions of
fanfare.
Here.
Yeah. Well, I think it could still work because it subverts expectations.
The
Think about it.
To hear colleagues from the person taking the stage at that.
You
get to
think
Super
about
Bowl.
It. I come up. I'll probably dress like this. I'll have a thick flannel shirt on. Okay. I don't see myself.
I meant to say you look like a million fucking bucks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
you
much.
Really. You don't have to do this when you do the show. Hey, I want to let you off the hook.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I think it would work. I'd get up on stage. Hey, now presenting the halftime act, Will Hines. And I walk up and they're like, who is this? Maybe there's been some visibility by that time.
Mm-hmm.
Doing TikTok videos, maybe you're on the reg by then.
I think we can get you some TikTok collabs.
Okay, great.
Some like momfluencers.
Yeah, well that can. Mm-hmm. So some people, yeah. I'll probably, little, and I've been announced.
Some
so
kids
people
will
are probably
you.
Hunting
some,
stuff,
yeah.
Like big game hunting videos.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, I don't.
You're holding up like a rhino's disembodied fucking ass or something.
Yeah,
you're
I guess
just
so.
Like, yeah.
You have to flay the ass.
Yeah, well, sure. I guess I could flay.
Yeah, and you're going like, flay, honey, or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
like,
flay,
it's
queen.
Like, yeah,
flay queen.
Flay queen,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't mind doing that. And I get up on stage and they announce me and I walk. Probably it's going to take a bit because those are big stages usually. Big, so, you know, I come... walk and
so
I
you're
go
gonna climb up the side and
no I think
and,
I'll walk up steps
okay
but I just assume
and say that because
yes.
Like this all has to we got to start figuring this out now
no okay so right.
We're
like,
actually responsible for details like that so
it's
just
important.
Like
you're no
yeah I
so
can't
you don't
just
wanna,
like wing it
you don't want to clamber up the side
I don't I want to okay. Walk upstairs
okay
and then I'll walk to the center. There'll be a mic and a spotlight
could
I
be sorry
yeah. Clamber
so no clamber. And just could be funny if he's walking around like, how the fuck do I get up here? Like, just
around
like before
side,
we even.
Yes. And all the people are down there
looking
as well.
Like, I'm supposed to be up there. People are going like, what are you doing, Will? You're
don't,
supposed to be up
don't
here.
Don't put the stairs in.
No stairs.
And he needs a boost.
Oh,
everyone
that's
has to put.
Oh, he comes he tumbling to,
like,
down.
Like 20 different people have their hands
pushing
on, his,
on
butt,
his butt. Pushing him up.
They push him too hard. Stage is very slippery. He slides all the way
slides
across.
All the
goes
way off,
the
ends
side.
Up on the other side. I love this. That's so funny.
I could do that. Let's say it's like that.
Great.
That's how it starts.
It will.
We're just first draft.
It is like that.
Just.
It is.
Yeah. So it's like that.
It be like that sometimes.
Okay, so I'm getting pushed on my ass up the stage, and then I clamber up there. But I get eventually to a microphone in the middle of the stage with a spotlight, I assume.
Yeah.
Pick it up. Say, hey, everybody. And Will. No, I will. Hang on. I'll say, hello, colleagues, and hopefully someday friends. I'm Will
Was it
Hines.
Hopefully the first time?
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
I think we should nail it down. I mean, I want it to feel loose.
Normally,
I want it to
like,
feel improvised, but I would like there
I
to be
I usually say greetings, colleagues, and perhaps someday friends is exactly what I usually say.
Great. Yeah.
That's what I would say.
So let's say it's that.
Let's just say it's that for now.
And not like go like too loose where we're actually maybe
it was
like
pretty loose
stomping
a second ago.
On.
Yeah.
I'm picturing an outcome. You're at the Super Bowl.
Right.
You deliver that line, and one person laughs.
That could be worse than zero, right?
That's sort of the outcome that I've tried to like. I could see like
how many people are in the stadium?
Like, numbers, like playing the statistical odds.
Yeah,
that like one person.
There's a lot of people there.
I feel like more than one person will laugh.
Okay,
even on the low estimate,
audibly.
Yeah.
What are we thinking?
How many people in a typical like, Super Bowl stadium are, I don't
if
even,
they,
are there
if they pack
20,000
people? All the boxes?
Are,
no, I'm thinking like 50, 60,000.
Okay, 50, 60,000 people can hear me?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get minimum 1,000 people are going to laugh at that. I think that's pretty fair.
Okay, that could like we could make that sound.
I think that would sound pretty good. I don't know. I think
we could sweeten that. Yeah, That's pretty, yeah. That's pretty good. So, I think we need to be aware of the fact that, and that'll be fine for this, the audience is, we don't want to alienate any one group.
Absolutely.
And
not.
So, like, in terms of looking at a lot of your material that you've done, and I know you have this big chunk that's sort of been the centerpiece of your act for a while, that is like kind of the tagline of it, I guess, is there's a reason that marriage and mirage are only one letter apart.
Which crushes.
And I don't know if it's because that's not true, but I think you
get both, you know, it's the genuine meaning of it makes people laugh, and then the wordplay of it being wrong gets other people.
Yeah, and then you go into these marriage is a mirage, et cetera.
Yeah.
I can speak from my own experience. There are married people watching the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't want them to think that we are
anti.
They may not be their there. Lifestyle.
So you don't want to get trapped into like just playing to the audience that's in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because most of them have lied to their spouses and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. In order to even
so the
get
people
there.
In yeah. the yeah. arena might dig it. They might be in marriage.
They'll be all about it. That but are like mirages. Then, you know, okay. then you like get online.
No,
after
I mean
the
perception
the
at
show,
home, right, is
you
like
see
you
JDF,
go,
like,
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
He's been taking practice swings in the batter's box this whole time. Like, mm-hmm. this is a trap, basically. Like, JDF, whoever is,
yeah.
like, you know, gonna jump into this.
Oh my God.
He has laid the trap.
He'll be writing about it no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be written before you even start to clamor up on
it.
It
will
stage.
Feel in the stadium like you are killing, but at home, yes. even guys where I think some of that shit's funny that you talk about. Like,
you do?
Officially, no.
Okay, right.
Because I can't laugh with my
wife,
sweetie next
yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
You know, saying like what we have is a mirage. Like, I can't
you
do
can't,
that.
Yeah, no, that makes
sense. I like it, but I don't like that I like it. And so, mm-hmm. like, that. I'm not laughing.
So you're thinking less of it or totally cut it out? Because right now that's a lot of my act.
No, I know.
I would do is...
That's a concern.
I don't think you have to cut it out. I would say...
Adjust it?
There's no reason that marriage is one letter off from mirage.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a marriage and a mirage?
Leave it open.
You know, what's the difference? And then maybe you find some differences that don't really take a position.
Right.
What's the difference between marriage and a mirage?
Yeah. Half of all mirages don't end in sweatpants or, you
yeah,
know,
just
like,
really
I don't know.
You steal jokes.
Yeah, you already take jokes that mm-hmm. other people do. So.
Well, I think I did one time that I had forgotten about, but you are reminding me. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, these are good. Good. Those are pretty good. Do you want to hear another thing?
I'd like to know what else we're going to do.
So another thing I've been doing lately is I have a lab rat bit,
mm-hmm.
where I'll say that I'll ask if people get jealous of people's accomplishments, kind of try to get the crowd to relate. Usually people will agree with that. Anybody here ever get jealous?
You ever feel jealous? Yeah.
You ever feel jealous of you go on Instagram and you compare
yourself
to other
people? You're talking to four failed stand-ups.
Yeah. This is so they'll usually respond.
Yeah,
in the context of the shows, they're usually that hooks them pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, and this is something I have been doing, is I think about the guys who do lab rat experiments, and how some lab rat experiments are big hits and some aren't, and the ones who don't do the ones that are big hits, are they mad at the ones who have big hit lab rat experiments? It's a lot of explaining. Which gets that part.
Well,
easily.
and the phrase lab rat experiment seems to be not,
I say it all the time.
Yeah.
Because you have to, because it's not a phrase that you have to establish it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a known, but you get it.
It's not a phrase, but I don't have a better.
No, I can't say it any better.
Yeah. That's what they are. They're lab rat experiments.
And then I'll name some lab rat experiments that everybody knows. And
what are some of those?
Like there's a famous one that never happened, but that people think happened, which is where a lab rat is given a bar food. One bar gives it food. One bar gives it cocaine.
This?
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anybody ever heard of the one
Don't
where the
point at me when you say cocaine?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
One bar gives it food. One bar gives it cocaine.
I didn't.
And now
like
I'm
that.
Cocaine.
That's not what I meant. I'm
just
so
find
sorry.
Someone.
Kevin, alter the video.
Okay. When you do that at the Super Bowl, just find someone in the crowd who has to kind of like give it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That like, they're doing. Right. Like, yeah.
You got okay. me. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're going to want to do
maybe
some
just
crowd
a little.
Work.
That's what they, you know. That's
you'll want to do some crowd work for yeah. sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'll do that.
Because if we're going to have this like go viral afterwards, like if yeah. this is actually going to like do well
this,
on
this
TikTok.
This bit has been doing pretty well in the rooms that I've
I'm
been
I'm talking
going
about the crowd into, work. Yeah. I'm not talking about this.
Okay. The crowd work. Yeah.
I just want to make very clear I am not talking
the
about
crowd work okay. will probably replace a lot of what this is. But the famous experiment is that they do the
yeah, one
cocaine.
Rat, yes. The rat has a one yeah. bar that gives it food, one bar that gives it cocaine, and it keeps hitting the cocaine until it dies.
Uh-huh.
And then a second half of the experiment is they give it a...
That was the first half.
That's the first half of the setup.
And so...
First half is
wait,
dead.
No, that was the first half of the experiment.
Of the experiment, yes.
Okay, so now we're going to hear a second half that is... I mean, it's the half, so it's the same length as the first half.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. A little okay. longer.
It's okay.
The second half of the experiment is they have a rat with a bar of food, bar of cocaine, and they give it like a little play area where it can engage its mind and be active, and then it goes for the food and not the cocaine. Have you guys ever heard of that experiment?
I had heard of the first half.
Are you asking? So, sorry, am I in the crowd? You're asking me if I've heard?
Yes.
You say like, have you guys heard of that experiment?
Yes.
And you're just, okay. Yeah. Hopefully.
And do you talk about how it didn't happen?
25,000 people.
Then I say that didn't happen.
Go like,
okay.
And I said it must be frustrating to be a guy who's done a real lab rat experiment and to have a fake one be more famous than your actual work.
Doesn't seem to apply at all to like career jealousy or anything in the initial.
It's been working
of the idea
decently well in the rooms that I go in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's something I don't know. That's my newest thing. I'm still working it.
I'm wishing there were a more famous lab rat experiment.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
That you boy, must that be feel us. Of that at like you know because like that lab rat experiment. I guess I've kind of. I don't think of it as a famous lab rat experiment.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
The only really famous one I could think of is Flowers for Algernon.
And also, how do you know that never happened?
Yeah, yeah.
It's never that, happened.
How do you know that?
That also is sticking with me. Maybe you don't even need to say that it didn't happen, although you have
but
to
it's
say,
the, but
like,
it's actually
you?
The entire premise
the
of the
whole idea is that it yeah. didn't happen.
It didn't happen. I researched
but
it.
But there's
it didn't
been
happen.
So many.
If it did not happen in any major documented way. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe you have to say like, isn't it, wouldn't you feel bad if that experiment is more famous, even though it maybe only happened in a small, less documented way?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll add that.
There is a more famous lab rat experiment, right? They grew an ear on one. Remember they grew
they
an
did do
ear
that. They
on
grew
them?
An ear on the back of a rat.
I know that happened because I seen the fucking ear. On
yeah,
this thing.
They
and then
that.
Maybe we just pivot like to this entirely to the ear, the rat that just has.
Okay,
an ear.
It doesn't.
Can you imagine that rat
any...
bumping? To his,
right.
To,
yeah.
Like he must love bumping to music.
But although Hayes, funny. If we do that at the Super Bowl, it's gonna make people think like, oh
yes.
yeah, I'd rather be
oh,
bumping
right,
to music.
Yeah, we don't want people to be thinking about music at all.
We really don't.
Okay, I got another one. Are you still want to unpack this more?
I think I'd like to hear another one. I mean, I think one thing I thought
but
of
they
when,
forgot to invent the rat that had a Q-tip sticking out of its.
Oh, so like, they could.
Oh
yeah,
right, yeah.
So the like, two of them
its
could
butthole and like
or its tail. Yeah, well, butthole, yeah. Buttholes. I guess that's a funny punchline.
I don't know.
That's funny. I was thinking about this when he said. The lab rat experiments, I wonder if they're jealous of other lab rat experiments. Here I am, jealous of all these L.A. brat experiments.
Right.
It's, you know, that's who I'm jealous of.
Right.
Yeah. That is pretty good.
Because
I don't feel
LA
comfortable
brat
using it. But
these LeBron T experiments. Because these LeBron...
LeBron? Are you doing La Brea Tar Pits or LeBron?
No, LeBron.
Because, madam, LeBron is experimenting with my tea.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. Do you mean like the bra?
When you see LeBra,
this has been working pretty well for him.
Your okay. T,
yes,
is like exploding.
It increases your T when you are when a bra when becomes
you witness,
visible.
When you witness LeBra,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Your T skyrockets.
And what's your T? Your T is your testosterone level, or is that
yes?
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Ideally, yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah. That's going to be pretty good. Yeah. I don't know. I'm selling on this. I think I could make it work.
Let's talk about the crowd work because we do need to replace a lot of what's in there already.
Crowd work's my specialty. I do better at it because I've done more improv than stand-up. So if somebody in the crowd says something, I do tend to do better that way.
Okay, great. So there's somebody in the front row. Yeah. They're painted the colors of the
team or whatever.
Minnesota Vikings.
What do you ask usually?
I usually don't ask something. I deal with pretty vocal crowds and they just volunteer information. Something about my presence on stage seems to provoke a lot of
It's safe, the audience it's gets safe involved. For me to talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do they usually show up with?
Like they'll just I had a bit about reading classic books and somebody just shouted,
wait a minute
and we okay, so you're giving me this lab rat stuff. There's a classic book bit that we could be seeing at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Come on.
Oh my god, this is
I'm
genuinely humiliating.
Okay. My only fear now is that introducing an entirely new genre of entertainment will lead to the think pieces of like, why isn't a classic book doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah.
But that's a 2025.
And by the way, we get ahead problem. Of that, then we can sit down with some classic books.
Yes.
And then people just will shout out the name of a book.
Wait, what's the bit reading? That what's the classic
book? The bit
book
is I'll say you can't tell somebody that you are enjoying a classic book because everyone already knows that it's good. Like you can't say to somebody, hey, you know what a good is
and
a good
they
book?
Would shout out a book, right?
They'll
now.
Be and they'll just say like Twilight. Yeah.
Oh, they shout out books that maybe I wouldn't consider a classic.
They'll just
a
shout out whatever they're reading. Perhaps. They'll just say a book. Harry Potter.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I've had that happen.
Wow. So, okay, and then you in your crowd work mode
I will say
what?
So
And you needed this to happen because as you were
the
saying
the material's not
you don't do stand up.
I don't do
stand up
that well, so I need this is now I'm in my element.
Okay.
Yes.
You're very glad this happened.
Thank
someone
God.
Someone said I'm Harry thinking. Potter.
Mm-hmm. With Harry Potter and I'll go, what are you just naming books? I said book and you're just naming a book and that'll usually do pretty well.
You got him.
It usually does pretty well.
They don't respond.
They
right?
can't. Yeah.
They can't. You have them dead to rights.
This particular example that did happen, it was a very drunk man who just shouted at Harry Potter. And then I said, you're just going to shout out books? He goes, yes. And then I didn't say anything for a second. He went, I'm sorry. And I said, it's okay. And I went back to finish the bit. And
wow,
then he
the
shouted
high
out,
road. Yeah.
I like you. And it was a pretty, it was a high, it was a,
well, that's
now,
a nice thing to
here's
enjoy.
Here's my concern. Yeah. I'm at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think this
is I didn't hear what the person said.
I'll repeat it.
Okay.
Did everybody hear what this man said?
Yeah, he said Harry Potter.
He said Harry Potter. Allow
oh,
me to
now
respond,
he just said he likes
please.
Me.
He just said he likes me, yeah. He said, I'm sorry.
He said he likes me. Yeah, that's... Well, you can do that even no matter what somebody
says. I guess a lot of my
crowd
work,
you know that did well, so...
Yeah, I could just pretend like it happened.
That, yeah, I'd rather do that than leave it up to what the crowd actually says, because I'm not certain they're going to tell you they like you, and this is not any... judgment on you. I'm realizing you do this classic book thing, and I'm remembering, of course, another joke of yours that okay. I've always enjoyed. And it is attacking the liberal media.
Yes, you've really zeroed in on parts of my routine that other people don't. But yeah, I go after the liberal media pretty... I'll go after him pretty hard.
And I don't know that we want to be that divisive, although maybe for this crowd it would be okay.
Yeah, this is
I'll perform the joke now. Okay. This is Will's joke. The New York Times slogan is all the news that's fit to print. What I have to say to that? Relax, New York Times.
That's a real joke. I can't believe you remember that. That is insane. Yes, I do. I think that's good. I think that's a good joke. I think that's funny. I think it's funny to tell the New York Times to relax.
Yeah, yes. Well, I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's Super Bowl ready.
I think it is. I think it's going to crush at the Super Bowl. I think it's going to get up there and change some minds.
Well, if Hayes agrees, then we've got one.
They're not.
Maybe there's some like
they're not
connecting
the
it
Times.
Back to the other stuff, like
to the lab rat.
Lab
thing?
Rats, yeah.
I'd rather see you. It's all the news. I'd rather see you print LeBron.
Yeah, that could be good.
You think you're a LeBron thing, but like, yeah, like print LeBron. If you actually want to get me to read this.
Yeah, print LeBron. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty newsworthy, mm-hmm. according to my tea.
Yeah. All LeBron that's fit to tea.
Yeah.
I'm just trying here.
Right around now, I think in the routine,
yeah,
what we are going to want to do is have the game suddenly be starting again.
Yes.
The game.
You're trapped on the field.
You're trapped on the field.
Okay.
They run like straight into you. They kill you.
So you'll be watching.
Well, they kick the kickoff at you first.
I see the kickoff and in spite of
yourself, catch the ball. And then realize you made a grave error. You tried to put the ball down like, no. I don't have the ball, but it's too late.
They vaporize you.
Yes.
Okay. In like a visual effects sort of way or just?
No, you become like just particulate matter.
Yes.
I get murdered.
Blood mist, right?
Yeah.
Just.
It'd be legendary.
Oh my gosh. The ratings would be fucking astronomical, and the TikToks the next day.
It wouldn't look fake. It would look real.
Mm-hmm.
And they would like also be a legendary play on top of that. Like they score a touchdown or something. Like
That it's like a total momentum swing, and like the team that most of the country's rooting for ends up winning the game based on the fact that you were vaporized.
I think that's actually how it's like getting like when your roommate dies in college, you get an A. I do think if you touch the ball and then you die, you do get a touchdown.
Okay.
So you win the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's interesting.
So Bill Hines gets the game-winning touchdown.
So the score would just be like some team 35, another team 23, Will Hines. 6.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 6.
Yeah, you can't kick the extra point.
I'm dead.
In the condition that you would be in.
Yeah.
The memes of people going like, hey, what the heck? I just found big Bill Hines in my spice cabinet or something. And there's like they have like a paprika or, some kind of red dust.
Yeah.
would be a pretty cool legacy.
Well, with Dune, I guess Dune's coming out and there's a lot of dust and sand in Dune.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that would probably work out.
Timothy and Fallon are like walking through the sand and they're like, wow, this is like pretty sandy planet here. It's like, oh no, this is just Big Bill Hines.
Yeah, we're just walking through
Big Bill Hines.
That's amazing. That's in Dune.
This is not on Fallon. This would just be on Fallon.
What a commercial!
This would not be a commercial.
I think it'd be a bit or whatever.
This would be a sketch that Fallon and
Timothy Chalamet Fallon.
Why?
Timothy Chalamet should do it. But
yes. Timothy, yes.
No, I think. But, what did I say?
Oh,
I think
how about this? Should do it. Just like to double back, I guess it won't make sense because you haven't been exploded yet, but you go like, you guys have some pretty famous donuts here in New Orleans, these beignets, but I actually prefer a different delicacy, do-nuts. Different special donut.
Plenty
a different special donut.
For later.
Different.
And so when they see you get blown up, at the end, they'll remember. You'd be like, oh, that's a callback. Oh, like Doom.
Well, and Hayes comes out to sort of scurry up and gather up the mic, and he goes, don't worry, guys. He had a do not resuscitate order or something. And
you guys do get involved.
Well, I think he would have to say something. I mean, our talent was just, you know,
vaporized.
Murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
and they're
to
still going to play the game. They're going to finish the game, you know?
I was wondering.
It's the last game of the year. So
I was wondering how I was going to get off the stage.
Yeah,
and
somebody's got to win. Yeah.
Because there are no stairs. Yeah. So that's honestly the cleanest way to get you.
Yeah. That would solve that problem.
These guys are pro athletes. They'll just launch themselves. Yeah.
I like that ending. Yeah. I mean, it would be great to
Speaking of endings, bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.